One thing that we are pretty good at is taking things that are very simple and complicating them. I had a spiritual director that had a very simple statement on his wall. In a plaque, it read, "God alone, nothing more, nothing less, and nothing else." Very simple. Simple for us to understand, but very difficult for us to live. But this really, I think, sums up our readings for today. In our first reading, the Israelite people are given this edict from God through Moses. They were to treat others with compassion and justice, not taking advantage of their weakness, defending the defenseless, especially the widows and the orphans. They were to recall that they themselves, not that long ago, were in that same position. And it would be a reminder when they find themselves in that position down the road as well. They had been slaves and disenfranchised. They had been helpless in their own ability, totally dependent on God. But to be truly God's people, they were to be His witness. They were to show His love, how close He was to other nations. And they were to love their neighbors as themselves. But this instruction didn't really take hold. By the time Christ arrived, the Pharisees had taken these Ten Commandments and had multiplied them. They had over 600 laws and rules for them to live by, governing every moment of their day. And they wrote in exceptions for themselves because we know that if we have that many laws, we're never going to be able to live them perfectly. So the ones that were in charge of writing the laws, they took care of themselves. And they put those exceptions in there so that they would know them. So we find them coming today to Christ, the Sadducees. Much like the Pharisees last week, they come with these platitudes to build up Christ, at least in their minds. Teacher. They have no respect for Him as a teacher. But they come. Teacher, what is the greatest commandment? The Sadducees came up with their own trap. Choose any one of the commandments, and they would be able to find fault because there were so many rules and so many laws. They would be able to come up with an argument against Christ that wasn't the most necessary. But Jesus knows that laws are necessary, but they're more than just a bunch of rules, a list that has to be followed. It's not about ranking them, pitting them up against each other, a series of one-upmanship. So Jesus looks at them and gives them this answer. He goes to the heart, summarizing the law. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest commandment. But then he follows that with the second commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. In essence, this is really what Moses had been telling them. Remember who you are. Remember what God has done for you. And love Him with all your might, with all that you are, and then take that and love your neighbor as yourself. Love is simply the goal of our lives because we are made in the image.